By the time stand-up comedian John Mulaney was 30, he had had a successful comedy special called New in Town, an Emmy-nominated turn writing at Saturday Night Live, and he was on his way to the comedy Promised Land, his own sitcom. But then Mulaney hit a bit of a wall. That self-titled Fox sitcom, it was about a young comedy writer living in New York, and it was a classic filmed in front of a live studio audience type thing, and it was panned and canceled. He turned to other writing projects and started touring again to packed houses, and he found his fans still loved his finely tuned jokes about growing up and getting older.
Now, I was raised Catholic. I don't know if you can tell that from the everything about me. My wife is Jewish, I grew up Catholic, so we got married by a friend. Being married by a friend is a beautiful ceremony that alienates both families' religions while confusing the elderly people at the wedding. What's the name of the bishop? That's actually stand-up comedian Dan Levy. He was the host of MTV's Your Face or Mine.
I asked him about his new special. It's called The Comeback Kid, and it mines its humor from that period right on the edge of adulthood.
I think it was more about the plunge. I got married, bought a house, moved cities, had big career things all in 1 year. And so I was just at every phase like, am I the age where you get married? And then I was like, well, yeah, you're 31, you know. And with buying a house, too, I was like, I felt like a little kid driving a Corvette. I was just like, I don't think I should be allowed to do this at all.
You have actually an interesting joke in this special off of the saying, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free?
Yeah, yeah.
Which you describe as insulting, we should say to people.
Oh, it's incredibly insulting, first off, to an entire gender.
And in the family-friendly way I can explain it, it's the idea that, you know, why marry a woman if you're already in a relationship with her?
Yes.
And then your joke takes it in an unexpected direction.
Now it's like, why buy the cow, question mark? Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're going to buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow, question mark? Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
But it walks a line that I think you have become very deft at, which is a joke like this where someone could listen to it cold and think, oh God, he's comparing women to cows.
Oh yeah, that would be terrible. That would be really bad.
But it gets at this question that I've been hearing a lot of talk this year from comedians about audiences being too sensitive. What's your sense of all that as you've been doing this tour?
You know, I don't dwell in too many areas that would be dark or possibly treacherous, you know? But like when I've had jokes that I've wondered, like, would anyone react to this in a negative way? I don't know. If you just stand by the comedy of it, and if you're just in that room and you know the audience is connecting to it, then the fear of someone taking it out of context and being like, did you call a woman a cow? I can be like, there were a whole bunch of people there that can attest to the fact that I was saying something differently. Also, that's kind of our job, is to sometimes get flack, and I don't mind it that much.
I know on your Fox sitcom, there was a character, Jane, that there was some like sort of internet criticism of. This was a character who's sort of like a single woman who's a little bit crazy, but she was born out of the idea of like women being accused of being crazy.
Yeah. She was more obsessed with justice and therefore was the type that you would accuse of acting crazy when really she was just trying to get justice from a breakup. And also, we were kind of like trying to dwell in but show a different side of those TV archetypes. Now, that, I will say, is a that is a surefire way to annoy some people.
For John Mulaney, that was not the only lesson learned. We talked more about what he was going for with that sitcom, whether or not people got the humor. But then I asked him why, despite his self-deprecating style on stage, none of this experience was in his stand-up.
I think other people did the deprecating. I didn't need to turn it on myself. I also try not to talk too much about entertainment stuff.
Did you have a moment, though, where you thought, maybe I can write jokes about, I don't know, what it's like to experience a failure or have people
I do think there's something to that that I would like to write about. It's very interesting to go through a failure and like a true failure, because a lot of things, they fail on one level, but then everyone loves them because of it. They become like lovable failures.
Yeah.
We were an unloved failure.
That did not happen here.
No. We were, there was no cult. It was just me. we're, you know, in like the kind of yay culture we're in now, like everything is celebrated somewhere on the internet. And I have yet to find that pocket that was psyched.
Well, given that people were describing your career as a roller coaster, right? Like getting hired at SNL, like at a young age, and then getting your own show. And did it feel like this was just the other side of the roller coaster, right? Like you did the climb.
Uh-huh.
And were things moving too fast?
No, but it was good to have a dip regardless. While I think I was a grounded person, it's really good to be yanked down to the actual ground and be like, oh, okay, I'm definitely not always just going to be patted on the back. At age 33, that's like a very good thing to go through, because I think just, even though I didn't feel like, oh, this is accelerating so much, just being on a everything's clicking track, isn't that good for you as a person?
How did it make you think differently about what you wanted out of a career?
Well,
or even if you wanted to stay in comedy, right, like as a career?
Oh, that's funny. No, I never considered getting out of comedy.
I'm not saying it was that bad.
No, it wasn't. It made me just think like, you have to be enjoying what you're doing, because if you feel fried as a person or fried as a writer, just sort of, you know, exhausted and spent, and maybe it's not making you feel good, the actual process, to then hit one of these pockets is really rough, you know? And it's a good reminder to always be kind of a kind person to everybody, because when you hit one of these pockets, when you're really down in a real stupid Frank Capra way, you're really grateful to have people around you.
Well, John Mulaney, thank you so much for talking with us. This has been great.
This has been great. Thank you for talking with me. It was a pleasure.
John Mulaney, his new comedy special, The Comeback Kid, is on Netflix.